And now, my friends, one of our favorites who's with us once a month. Here he is.
Brad, he's in our Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair, Vice President, Economist at the Connecticut Business and Industry Association, Pete Gioia. Pete, good morning and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning to both of you.
How are you?
Great, great. How are you doing?
Things looking a little better, aren't they?
Well, economically, for sure.
Economically, that's what I mean, yeah.
I mean, you know, we still have some crucial problems. And, you know, we're still not performing as well as the U.S. or several of our neighbor states. But, you know, manufacturing and financial services are starting to get back on track, particularly manufacturing. You know, we had a really good GDP report, the last GDP report, 3.9, which is great. Yes, it was only a point year over year, but good news. We had a good jobs report finally. Also, good news. So, you know, hopefully we'll end up with somewhere in the vicinity of 7,000-8,000 jobs when the final numbers are crunched for 2017. All that being said, you know, our job recovery is still very weak, 76% versus, you know, neighbors like Massachusetts, over 350%.
Wow.
So, you know, we got a ways to go. And, you know, probably the start of that is, you know, making sure we keep working on the fiscal in a positive way and making sure that we've recognized that we've got a lot of jobs out there that need to be filled. And we need a comprehensive plan to make sure that we fill them.
You know, there's so much to talk about with this legislature about to convene in the short session on Wednesday, Pete. But how important is it for the state to finally come up with some kind of fiscal stability?
No, I think that that's paramount. I think everything leads from there. If you don't have that, you don't have confidence in both business or in individuals. And let's talk about this in terms of individuals. That's important. You know, we've got to get away from parents telling their kids and kids telling other kids and kids themselves saying, oh, well, you know, I'm graduating from college, but I'm going to move out of Connecticut. We got to stop that. And the only way you do that is by instilling enough confidence that, you know, Connecticut's back on track. Connecticut's got potential. And we do, but part of that's unknown, and part of that is every time they look at a decision from the legislature, they get shaky and antsy. And, you know, what's happening with young people also happens with businesses and high-wealth individuals. And you know, we've got to stop the bloodletting. You know, we're in a tough game. We're only going to win if we're using all of our resources. And we can't have, you know, resources, you know, helping states like Florida.
You know, I'll tell you something right now. People are really, really upset, but it looks like that we're gonna get tolls. If we get tolls, and it's just going to be death to us the way they are going to conduct tolls. There's no question about it.
No, I quite frankly think at least this year I don't think that's going to happen because the
you don't.
Needs of the transportation fund are more immediate and tolls don't get the money for 6 years, and legislators in an election year are loath to vote on something that's going to have an effect that they think is positive 6 years out. And will be a vote that, you know, they know if you poll the general public right now, you're not going to get 51% for tolls. And, you know, the from our perspective, you know, transportation is vital. It is a critical aspect to the economy. We haven't been performing as well as we could. I know that there are plans out there that could substantially improve 95 and 84 and have serious economic benefits. But the Special Transportation Fund is running out of money. So something's going to have to be done there. Now, whether it's, you know, tax increases or whether it's shifting funds or whether it's taking taxes we already collect on cars and sales tax and moving that to the transportation fund, or economizing elsewhere in the general fund and moving funds for new revenue. I don't know. And, you know, we're still looking at this. Our board hasn't made decisions on this, but something has to be done there. But let's face it, you know, if we were running a really great budget, we had $300, $500, $600 million surpluses, it'd be a lot easier to take care of transportation out of existing revenue, and we're not.
You made my day.
Well, I wish I was as confident as Pete was, but Pete, your membership then has not taken a position on tolls. Is that correct?
Our board hasn't.
Your board hasn't.
We have done two polls, two surveys that have talked about tolls. We did one 4 years ago and one 8 years ago. When we did a survey 8 years ago, we basically worded this, that if you had a guarantee that any money from tolls would absolutely and only go to transportation, would you support tolls? And two-thirds said yes. We did the same survey 4 years later after they raided the transportation fund twice for the general fund. People forget about that. They took money out of the transportation fund to pay for the general fund, which was a bad decision. Okay. We asked them the same question. Only 25% said yes. And so we asked the ones who said no. We had a follow-up question. We said, well, why'd you vote no? And it was all trust. They absolutely did not trust the General Assembly to use toll money only for transportation. Well, so, it comes back again to the fiscal. You've got to have trust. You've got to have faith that they're going to do the right thing. And, certainly the bipartisan budget was passed in October was a positive move. Like the fact that they're working together, but they got a long way to go to repair the trust.
Is there a reason that the CBIA board has not taken a position on tolls?
Well, we've been discussing it. We got a board meeting in March, and there'll be some position will be taken officially.
Because my big concern is they're going to try and ram this down the throats of the
people. That's right.
They're going to have a hard time ramming it down the throats because we got 18-18.
In the
Senate, and several Republicans have already taken positions against this. There's a commission that is looking at all sorts of state issues. Fiscally, long-term fiscally, also on transportation that has to weigh in. We'll make sure that we weigh in on the process.
Okay, because I hope you're right on the Senate, because Senator George Logan, who is a Republican, has stated on this program he supports tolls.
And there's Democrats who probably have problems with it.
It's not going to be pretty. It really isn't.
You think we can defeat the tolls this time?
Brad, I don't know. All I know is that if you've heard Redeker speak, what does he want? He wants 4 cents gas tax right now, because that's what he needs to repair the transportation fund. And whereas I think he's a strong supporter of tolls, he realizes he isn't going to get that money until 2023, 2024 or later.
Okay.
Okay, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You bet. We'll talk next month.
Okay. Take care, guys.
You too.